You know, it's kind of wild, right? Over half the world goes through menopause,
Yeah.
but we almost never talk about it,
Right.
especially at work. So today we're going to like really dive into how menopause impacts things, not just, you know, for women
Of
personally, but
course.
for businesses too, the whole picture. We've got these two articles from Managed Healthcare Executive, both from February this year, 2025. One's called The Growing Popularity of Non-Hormonal Menopause Therapy.
Okay.
And the other, this is interesting, the long-term cost of major menopause misconceptions.
Oh, interesting.
And get this, those misconceptions, they're costing businesses billions.
Wow, yeah, you don't think about that.
So we're going to unpack what those are and what employers can actually do to support their people better.
Yeah, I think it's more than just support, though. It's realizing the value these experienced employees bring.
Right, totally. But that cost thing, that's a good place to start, right?
For sure.
The article mentions, get this, $1.8 billion lost just in the US from missed work.
Seriously.
Yeah, and I was surprised. It's not just the days missed, but the kinds of jobs it hits hardest,
I can see that.
like highly skilled roles, you know, where replacing someone is a whole thing.
Much more complex.
Yeah, takes forever. So that's where the bigger financial hit is.
Makes sense when you think about it.
Right. Recruitment, training, the new person getting up to speed, it adds up so
Oh,
fast.
for sure.
So beyond just those missed days, are there other hidden costs that companies might be missing?
Absolutely. You've got decreased productivity for one,
Oh, right.
like brain fog, trouble concentrating. So many women deal with that.
Makes
And then
sense.
how teams work together. Someone's struggling but doesn't feel safe to say anything.
Yeah.
It's like this ripple effect of things not getting done.
That $1.8 billion number, it really made it sink in for me. Menopause isn't just a personal health thing,
Right?
it's an economic one, for real.
And it all ties back to that stigma around menopause, you know, the misconceptions article. It's really pushing for a culture shift.
Definitely. One misconception they tackle is hormone therapy. I thought it was really interesting how they trace that back to the Women's Health Initiative study from way back in 2002.
Oh, yeah.
Could you remind us what that study said and how it changed how people saw hormone therapy?
Well, the initial findings, they kind of linked hormone therapy to higher risks of some health problems like stroke and breast cancer. And while those findings have been, you know, challenged since then, the immediate impact was huge. Hormone therapy use, it just plummeted. Went from like 22, 25% down to, get this, 4 to 6%.
Wow, that's a massive drop. But the article makes the point that for lots of women, especially those in their 50s, the benefits of hormone therapy can outweigh the risks.
For sure. And it emphasizes that it's a decision that should be made on an individual basis, really talking it through with their doctor.
So that brings us to the other article, the one about non-hormonal therapies getting more popular. What's driving that trend, do you think?
I think it's a few things. There's this desire for what people see as healthier or more natural approaches, you know?
Yeah.
The article talked about this global study, the MAPS study, 42 countries involved.
Wow.
And they found that this preference for non-hormonal stuff, it's growing everywhere.
That's interesting. So what are some of the options if someone wants to go that non-hormonal route? I've got to admit, I'm not that familiar with those.
Well, there's a whole range, really. You've
Okay.
got lifestyle changes, diet and exercise, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And then things like cognitive behavioral therapy, that could be really helpful for mood swings, sleep problems, all that.
So it's all about finding what works for each person, right?
Exactly. And that's where having open communication and a supportive environment, both at home and at work, is key.
You've hit on something really important there. The article talks about normalizing menopause, making it part of regular workplace policies. It
Yeah.
shouldn't be this separate taboo thing, right?
Right, exactly. Think about how companies handle mental health now. It's the same idea. Understanding, flexibility, support, all that can apply to menopause too.
So what can employers actually do to make a difference? The article says we need to reframe menopause, not as a women's issue, but a workplace issue. What do they mean by that?
It means moving away from this idea that it's private, something women should just deal with themselves.
Right.
It's recognizing that it affects everyone at work, directly or indirectly. And it's in everyone's best interest to have an environment where people feel supported and able to do their best.
Okay, so what are some concrete steps employers can take to create that kind of environment?
Well, one big one is training for managers and HR folks.
I can see that.
They need to know how to have these conversations, sensitive and informed, about menopause.
Yeah.
They need to understand the legal side of things, how to handle potential harassment, all that.
It's not just being nice, it's having the knowledge to actually help.
Exactly. And it's about creating a culture where employees feel comfortable talking about what they need without being judged or penalized. That might mean flexible work arrangements, access to menopause specialists, or even just a quiet space someone can go to if they're having a hot flash, you know?
Those seems like pretty simple solutions, but I imagine some companies might resist, especially the more traditional ones.
There can be resistance, yeah. But the business case for supporting menopausal employees, it's getting clearer all the time.
How so?
Think about the cost of employee turnover. It could be 2 to 2.5 times their salary.
Wow, that's a lot.
So keeping experienced workers makes financial sense, right? And creating a supportive environment, that's a key part of keeping people.
So it's not just the right thing to do, it's good for business too.
Right, and it's recognizing the unique value that these employees bring. Think about it. Many women going through menopause, they're at the peak of their careers.
That's true.
They have this wealth of knowledge, skills, leadership. It's invaluable to any organization.
It seems almost crazy that companies would risk losing those people by not giving them the support they need.
It is. That's why these conversations are so important. We need to change the story from silence and stigma to openness and empowerment.
I think that's a great transition to talking about the employee's perspective. What advice would you have for someone who's going through menopause trying to navigate the workplace?
The most important thing, I think, is remembering you're not alone.
Right.
Menopause, it's natural. It happens. There's no shame in going through it or asking for help.
Yeah, that's so true. I think the more we talk about these things, the less power that stigma has. But it's one thing to know you're not alone. It's another to actually, like, deal with it at work. Do you have any practical tips, like, for managing symptoms without making a big deal about it or, you know, asking for what you need?
It's a great question. It can be tough, right? You don't want to overshare, but you also, you know, you deserve to be comfortable.
For sure.
One thing I often suggest, think about your actual workspace.
Hmm.
Are there little tweaks that would help? Maybe keeping a fan at your desk or having like a layering strategy for hot flashes.
Oh, that's smart. I bet most people wouldn't even think of those things.
Right. It's about being proactive, taking control where you can.
Yeah.
Same goes for advocating for your needs. You don't have to announce to everyone that you're going through menopause.
Right.
But you can talk to your manager or HR. Privately.
Okay, that makes sense. Speaking of those conversations, the article mentions training managers to be more culturally competent, whatever that means.
Right.
What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, first off, it's got to go beyond those awkward menopausal moment jokes. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We need to treat menopause like any other health condition that affects work.
Yeah.
Managers should be able to have these open, respectful conversations,
mm-hmm.
understand the whole range of symptoms women might be dealing with, be aware of the legal stuff around discrimination.
So this training wouldn't just help the people going through menopause, it would help everyone.
Absolutely. It just creates a more inclusive workplace, more understanding for everyone.
Right.
And when people feel seen, supported, they're more engaged, more productive.
You know, one thing that really struck me in the article was this idea that menopause could actually boost diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Seems kind of counterintuitive at first.
Yeah.
But the more I think about it, it makes sense.
I agree. By addressing menopause directly, companies are saying they value all their employees.
Right.
No matter their age, their gender, it creates this environment where people feel comfortable being themselves, asking for what they need.
And when people feel valued, respected, they're more likely to stay with the company, right? Which reduces that crazy employee turnover we talked about.
Exactly.
Plus, a diverse workforce means more perspectives, more experiences, which is key for innovation, for growth.
It's a win-win, really.
Totally. So for our listeners out there, whether you're going through menopause yourself or you're a manager, a colleague, a friend of someone who is, having this knowledge can make a real difference.
It can. It can help you advocate for yourself or for others, push for better policies, create a more understanding work environment. You know,
as we've been talking, I've been thinking about the bigger picture, this trend toward more awareness, more support for menopause. Where could that lead in the long run? It feels like it could really change things, not just at work, but in society as a whole.
It's an interesting thought, isn't it? Imagine a world where menopause isn't taboo anymore.
Yeah.
Where women feel comfortable talking about it and there's support, resources readily available.
It's a world where women can go through this whole transition with confidence, with grace, knowing they're not alone and that their work is valued.
Exactly.
And it's not just about women either.
Yeah.
Men have a role to play too, as allies, as advocates, helping to build a more equitable workplace for everyone.
We've talked a lot about the challenges, the costs, but what about the good stuff? What are the opportunities that come with this shift in how we think about things?
I think a big one is the chance to tap into the talent and experience of women who are in this stage of life.
Yeah.
These are often women at the top of their game. They have decades of knowledge, of skills to offer.
And the mentorship aspect, too.
Oh, right.
Women who have already gone through menopause, they could be incredible mentors for those just starting the journey.
Yeah.
Sharing their stories, giving practical advice, building that sense of community.
It's like a ripple effect, right? We break down the stigma, we create a more supportive environment, and it empowers women to thrive in all areas of their lives.
Exactly.
And that empowerment can transform families, communities, even the economy.
And as more companies see the value in supporting these employees, it creates this positive feedback loop.
Hmm.
It becomes not just the ethical thing to do, but the smart thing to do,
yeah,
both for the people and for the business.
We've covered so much ground today, and it's clear there's still work to do. But what's encouraging is that the conversation is happening.
That's true.
We're shining a light on this issue, challenging old assumptions, building a more inclusive future for everyone.
And that's where the real power lies, in that collective effort to make a difference.
Mm.
We all have a role to play, whether it's educating ourselves, pushing for change, or just being there for the people in our lives.
So to our listener out there, we want you to think about how you can be part of this.
Yeah.
What can you do, even if it's small, to help build a more understanding, supportive world for women going through menopause? Maybe it's having a conversation, sharing resources, advocating for change at your job.
Even small things can have a ripple effect, you know?
For sure.
It's about raising awareness, breaking down that stigma, creating a world where menopause isn't seen as a negative thing, but just a natural part of life.
And remember, this isn't just about women.
Right.
Men can be allies, advocates too, helping to create a more equitable workplace for everyone. It's like, we got to realize supporting women going through this, it's not just the nice thing to do. It actually helps everyone in the long run.
Yeah, totally. We talked about how it makes for a better workplace, more diversity, even helps the company's bottom line.
Right.
But it goes way beyond that. When we create these supportive places for women during menopause, those good vibes, they spread outwards to their families, communities, all of society really benefits.
You know, that makes me wonder, this whole thing, being more aware of menopause, supporting women better.
Yeah.
Could it change how we see aging in general, especially for women?
That's a really interesting point, and one I think we need to look at more. We always talk about getting older as this downhill thing, like you're losing value.
Yeah.
But what if we flip that? What if menopause wasn't the end, but like the start of something new?
Right.
A time to keep growing, keep contributing.
It's like a whole new way of thinking, isn't it? Instead of being scared of getting older, we could embrace it.
Yeah.
All that wisdom, experience, resilience that comes with age.
Totally. And menopause could be this turning point where women really step into their power.
I love that idea. Instead of menopause being the secret thing no one talks about, it becomes this chance to have bigger conversations about getting older, being healthy, what it means to live a good life at every age.
And that's something that matters to everyone, not just women, men too. They can benefit from challenging these ideas about aging.
Right.
You know, embracing a bigger view of health and well-being throughout your whole life.
It's about building a world where your age isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing, where we value the wisdom and experience that comes with getting older.
Absolutely.
And everyone feels supported no matter how old they are.
We've just scratched the surface here, but hopefully this deep dive gave you some things to think about.
Yeah.
Maybe some new ways of looking at things, and hopefully even inspired you to make a difference.
We've learned about all the wrong ideas people have about menopause, how it affects both employees and employers, and how important it is to have supportive workplaces.
We've also looked at the good stuff that comes with understanding menopause better, not just for women going through it, but for all of society.
So as we wrap this up, we want you to keep this conversation going in your own lives.
Yeah, talk to your friends, family, the people you work with. Share what you've learned today.
Ask questions, challenge those old assumptions.
The more we talk about it, the more normal it becomes.
Right.
And the closer we get to a world where menopause isn't something to be ashamed of, it's just a natural part of life.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey. There's help out there, communities, people who care.
Yeah. And by working together, we can create a future where every woman can go through this transition feeling strong and confident.
That's a great place to end things. Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.